Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to Wednesday's edition of the news show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is November 5th, 2014. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Hell has frozen over. The unthinkable has happened. Microsoft and Dropbox have teamed up. Yep, that's right. Microsoft and Dropbox announced a partnership that will see Dropbox better support Microsoft Office. Now, the deal has four main parts, that being quickly editing Office docs from the Dropbox mobile app, accessing Dropbox docs from Office apps, sharing Dropbox links of Office apps, and the creation of third-party Dropbox apps for Microsoft mobile offerings. I know you're sitting there thinking, how is this possible? I mean, there's OneDrive, for goodness sake. Wouldn't Microsoft want to push its own product? Well, it just goes to show that Microsoft cannot leave out Dropbox. Dropbox has over 80,000 paying businesses and hundreds of millions of users. So yeah, Microsoft would definitely prefer to push OneDrive if it were bigger, but it just isn't. Amazon announced that it's offering free, unlimited photo storage for Amazon Prime members. The service, now called Prime Photos, is the same that was offered on the Fire Phone that launched earlier this year, but now it's available to everyone because nobody bought the Fire Phone. Once uploaded, Prime members will be able to view pictures from nearly any device, including the Fire TV, the Fire Stick, LG, and some smart TVs, and the PlayStation 3 and 4. Amazon, you need to retract that statement a little bit. Nearly every device? Hello, Android? Hello, iPhone? Good thing about this, though, if you're on the Fire bandwagon, you're good to go now. Well, it was only a matter of time, and it finally happened. The last Pirate Bay boy has been found. In none other than in Thailand. Yes, it seems that Frederick Nijay, I don't even know how you say his name. We'll just call him Frederick for now. Yep, his luck ran out. After his arrest, the officials held a largely symbolic and public press conference and took photos with the gathering of officers that were there. Such a media spectacle. So now that all three pirate bearers have been caught, that's going to be the end of the site, right? Nope. The Pirate Bay, of course, is still alive, and in fact, it's bigger than it has been. With so many domain changes and handing over command, all of these arrests have done little to put the cloud-based ship off course.
Arr, the mighty pirate lives on. Arr.
Skype's real-time translator. Yeah, you might remember this. This was kind of shown off at the first of the year at a Skype conference. It showed real-time translation for audio and video calls. Well, it's only been kind of in secretive beta for now, but now you can sign up and now try it for yourself. All you got to do is go over to Skype.com, hit the sign up page. The preview will be coming to Windows 8.1 and Windows 10 devices first, of course. Other devices will be included later on, probably sometime in 2015. I mean, if this really works, it is truly an innovation. It truly is a step forward. The ultimate goal, though, is translating Klingon. Vodafone and Sky in the UK are growing closer together. Yes, they're getting more and more in love with each other. And Now TV has become a 4G perk. That's right. Starting today, the carrier is enhancing its 4G contracts by adding Sky's Now TV streaming service to its existing trio of limited time perks. New subscribers taking out a Vodafone Red 4G plan, or anyone buying a £30 or £40 Red 4G Freedom top-up, can choose Now TV's Entertainment Pass as their preferred perk. Now, just last week, Sky Sports Mobile TV was also offered as an option for 4G extras. So now this just kind of tops off the glass of love. Pinterest fans rejoice. There's a new, cleaner, faster version of Pinterest, and it's landed on your iPhone and your iPad. Pinterest has just released the version 4.0 for iOS, and no, it doesn't have a lot of big features. It's more of a dress-up appearance for the app, offering a simpler interface. It boasts bigger images and a cleaner description selection underneath the pictures. According to developers, they gave the app a boost so it launches more quickly when you fire it up. Trying it out this morning, I did notice it is significantly a lot faster for myself. Then again, I can't even remember the last time I actually used Pinterest. And finally, are you paranoid? Is someone looking over your shoulder? Is someone tracking you? Do you feel like you've got no privacy? Well, you're right. You don't if you own a cell phone. Your cell phone company knows exactly what you are doing today, and they know exactly what you did yesterday. That is if you're living in the U.S. Verizon and AT&T have been quietly tracking the internet activity of more than 100 100 million cellular customers with what they are calling super cookies.
Da, 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 da.
And what is it about these super cookies? Well, other than the fact that they have no taste, consumers cannot erase these things or evade them by using settings in your browser. So what is the super cookies kryptonite? Only encryption can keep a super cookie from tracking a user. Super cookie, the fight for truth, justice, and profit. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow to get you caught up on the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Wednesday, and thank you for listening.